T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back to the MFers. Time now to talk to Rodney Harrison. Rodney is brought to you by Zuti. You can build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zuti.com for details. By Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. And by New England Kubota Tractor Dealers. And joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline is Rodney Harrison. Rodney, Lou and Christian, how you doing?
What's up, fellas?
Rodney.
We're doing good. Listen, your boy over here, Foyer, doesn't believe in ugly wins.
Come on, Christian, are you kidding me?
Don't.
What do you think on that win on Sunday?
I think that was huge. I mean, think about it. I mean, there's a big difference with going 2-2 and 3 compared to 1-4. That was a huge win. And you got to understand, too, regardless of who you're playing, they still play in the National Football League, and you always have to give your opponents respect. Christian, come on, man. You know
Wait,
better than
no,
that.
No, no, no. But I, just listen, that's what my point is like they won the game, but it's not – I wouldn't call it an ugly win. The fact that they won is like, okay, I'm not dismissing how hard it is. That is my point. So no such thing for ugly. Did you? How many games did you play in, and you felt like so bad after a win because it was sloppy? Or were you just happy they won?
A few. I mean, it's been many games where you play, you don't feel like the team played as well as they should have played, and then you sit back and say, you know what, man, we won that game, but I'm not happy. That's the thing that keeps you going and wants you to come back and work harder for the following week.
So where would you rank as far as where would you put the Patriots now after that ugly win? Like just
at 2-3.
So still a below average team with no chance of fixing any of their problems?
No, I'm not saying that. Come on, Christian. I didn't say that. They're a 2-3 team, and they're gradually getting better. And you can tell that they're building confidence. And when you have a new team, you need wins like this. I don't care if it's against the Texans or if it's against the Chiefs or Buffalo Bills. You need to be able to win those games, those close games in the fourth quarter, to build confidence, to let your team know, you know what, we can win these close games when it comes down to it. Because they've lost some close games, too.
We're talking to Rodney Harrison. Rodney, we're talking about the red zone, right? And we're looking at Mac Jones. In the red zone, the guy's 18 for 23. You know, 4 touchdowns, no picks. But the bigger issue is they're averaging 2.2 yards a carry. Like, they don't run the ball at all. They haven't been recently in the red zone. Is that their biggest issue in this red zone? They can't run it.
Well, I mean, that's one of the staples of what the Patriots like to do is be able to run the ball. And when you have a bunch of offensive linemen missing, you can kind of understand it. I know Coach Belichick is going to continue to try to run the ball because he understands that you can't put everything on Mac Jones' shoulders. So eventually he's going to continue to run the ball. Ramondre Stevenson, he got an opportunity. Brandon Bolden came up big with a couple clutch runs. I just think that this team is starting to build confidence. You look at a kid like Kendrick Bourne. I love the way he plays with so much energy. He loves football, and he's a kid that gets them going offensively. So I think Josh McDaniels, what I'm starting to see from him, offense coordinators, he's just starting to create a lot more opportunities and be a little bit more creative on the offense side of the ball, and that's what you're starting to see.
So in that game last week against the Texans, the defensive secondary in particular, it really struggled. Like, a lot of big plays given up. It just wasn't really – so my question is, who are they closer to as far as just the secondary? Forget about the front seven. Is this secondary closer – are they more like the team we saw against the Tampa Bay Bucks, or is the reality that they're more like the team that played against the Houston Texans?
I don't know. All I see is when I watch tape is, you know, you got some DBs in really good position, but they're just not finishing the play. Like J.C. Jackson, he went up, he jumped up, and the kid still caught the ball over him, but he was in perfect position. You just got to be able to make the play. You saw that with Jonathan Jones earlier this year, a couple times where he had an opportunity to make the play. They're just not making the plays. But if you continue to fight and claw as a DB, that has to be your mindset. These guys are going to eventually start making these plays. And that's what you do. You put yourself in perfect position. You make sure that you're doing your job, and eventually you will start making those plays. So I have the confidence in them.
So what I hear you saying, and I don't want to speak for you, I don't want you to get mad at me, okay, is that they're more like the team that played against Tampa, where they did everything right. They were scratching and clawing. They did take the right angles, and they held the Tampa Bay Bucs to 19 points.
Yeah, I would say that. And you see Matthew Judon, he's becoming that leader, that leader on defense that you want. Not just a good player, but he's starting to take over. And that's what you want to see from a guy like that. And when I saw him on the field, I told him, I said, dude, everybody's looking at you. You are the guy that has to bring the energy. You are the guy that has to bring the toughness and everything, the physical and the aggressiveness. You got to bring it, because guys are going to follow you. And he looked at me, gave me a hug, and said, bet, you got me. Now he's got 6.5 sacks, and he's playing extremely well.
Right, we're talking to Rodney Harrison. Rodney, it seems like they're just kind of rotating through young running backs here, because one gives it up, one's fumbling here. Damian Harris done it a couple times. Stevenson, Taylor. How do you fix this with very young running backs?
Well, you look at their character and you look at their personality. Damian Harrison is a football. Harris is a football player. So, yeah, you understand that he's got to protect the ball. He has to do a better job of protecting the football. But if I'm coaching them, I'm like, hey, I'm sticking with you. I believe in you. I trust you. And that's what those guys need. They need those coaches to continue to stick with him and trust him. Even when he fumbled, Belichick still put him back in the game, which was a good sign, because, Christian, what we know from our Belichick experience, if you fumble the ball, you're not going back in the game. So Belichick is, you know, he's showing some patience with him.
Yeah, and Roddy, when I look at Harris's fumbles, like, I give credit to the defense on both of his, actually. I think there are guys that are, they're fumblers. They're really careless with the ball, and you're always like, when he's running, you're like, oh my God, no, and then, you know, like, just put it away. I don't think that he's got, like, a fumbling problem. I chalk it up to almost just really bad luck and good defensive, smart football.
I agree with you, Christian, but I'm not going to give the defense credit like that, because it's his responsibility. The ball is in his hands. And what do the offense coaches tell you? Guard the ball with your life. You got to protect that football. You can't give up, especially in a red zone. And that's what he's done. He's done that twice, you know, giving up fumbles in the red zone. You just can't have that.
Ronnie, saw the opening week, right, that Harris fumbled late, had an opportunity to beat the Dolphins. Folks, field goal late, almost beat the Tampa Bay Bucs. We had a caller say they're that close to being 4-1. How would you respond to that? Are they close to 4-1?
I think this is a team that they're not really, like, Coach Belichick, I don't think he's so caught up in the record. I think he's more caught up in how they're improving each and every week. And now you see N'Keal Harry, he had one catch, but he's out there and he's active and he seems like he wants to be a part of it. Now you got Jamie Collins last week. I said, I don't know. It really doesn't move me either way. Belichick is the one that can motivate this guy. So it just comes down to these guys continuing to work, not getting caught up in the record, not worrying about what the fans are thinking, just continuing to practice and getting better. And that's what we've done. The Patriots have done as an organization. That's how Coach Belichick coaches, and that's our expectation as players. We just continue to get better throughout the season.
So we're talking to Rodney Harrison, Red Jacket guy, by the way. So what has to happen for the Patriots to upset the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, they're going to have to, you know, Coach Belichick is going to have to put one of those epic game plans together, just like he did against Tampa Bay. And offensively, you know, he can't turn the ball over. You know, you got Diggs over there, and he's leading the league in picks, and you got Micah Parsons, and, you know, he's playing multiple positions, and they're going to have to stand up to that offensive line. That offensive line is tough. I feel sorry for who's ever on the side of Zach Martin. That dude has been balling. He is. I mean, that offensive line is big. They're physical. And between Zeke and Pollard, they are running that rock. And you better believe there's a difference in Zeke. Now that Pollard is stepping up, oh, man, it's a different Zeke. So the Patriots are going to have to tackle extremely well. Barmore and Godchild and those guys, they're going to have to hold up at the point of attack on the offensive line, against the offensive line. If not, it could be a long day for the Patriots.
Yeah, and I look at it as, like, I mean, obviously you're going to have to get some gifts. Like, you're going to have to – right, they're going to have to cough it up, or you're going to have to take it away. So when I look at the Dallas Cowboys defense and all the turnovers again, you mentioned Trayvon Diggs, 6 interceptions in 5 games. Now, is that because the ball is bouncing his way, or is he actually going after it and making it happen?
Man, that brother is the defensive player of the year right now. He's balling. He's going. He's taking away the ball. And let me tell you something. When you do things right and you're in the position that you're supposed to do as a defensive back, coaches always talk about tips and overthrows. And when you're doing things right, that's what happens. You get tips. You get overthrows. You get when a receiver's doing an out route or a crosser, you're able to come underneath and make those plays. And that's what you're seeing. You're just seeing a guy that's playing on a different level. You know, we already know that he had talent, but now with the offseason and everything that he's accomplishing now, the guy's playing on a different level. So, sort of like Stephon Diggs sort of like Stephon Gilmore when he was mm-hmm. defensive player of the year.
So you can't just chalk it up dismiss it as being fluky.
No, this dude can play. He can play. Like, when you watch their defense, they're doing a lot of different things. The safeties, Curse, big safety, the safeties are playing a lot better this year than what they were last year. They're tackling in the open field. They're playing with excitement. Look, they don't even have DeMarcus Lawrence. And Micah Parsons is so good. They paid Jalen Smith $50 million and got rid of him. They got rid of this dude. And that's why I say this is a different mentality. Think about Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn came in. He was a typical three-deep defense coordinator. Now he's doing all types of stuff. He's evolved as a defense coordinator. So as you see him evolving as a defense coordinator with the talent that they have on the defensive side of the ball, the defense is evolving.
Man, I was calling for an upset. Now you talked me out of it, Rodney. I don't think it's possible. I was like trying to be the optimist this week. I don't feel like there's a chance.
No, I'm just, I'm trying to give you is just kind of what I see on tape. And, you know, everybody gets so caught up in like defense and numbers and stuff like that. But a lot of times you can give up a lot of yards. And a lot of, but it's all about points. I don't care if you have 1,000 yards as long as you have less than 17 points, 17 points or less. That was all our goal when we played defense. So we'll see. But the Cowboys, at the end of the day, it's going to come down to Dak and his offense. And Dak, he's trying to score as many points as he possibly can. He's not even thinking about the defense. And he's playing on the MVP level right now, Christian.
Rodney, does Zeke make Dallas's offense tougher to defend than for the Patriots than, say, even Tampa and Brady?
I wouldn't say Zeke because, just like Leonard Fournette, Zeke is very similar to him where he can catch the ball out of the backfield. He's a good receiver, and he can run in between the tackles. The dude that I'm looking out for is Pollard. Pollard is a problem because he comes in and he's ready. He's ready. He feels like he can be a starter, and he's proven to everybody, like, there's a different speed when Pollard is in compared to when Zeke is in. Like, you can see it, so that's why I always say tackling will be an issue. Just sit back and watch the Patriots and see if they miss tackles and see if everybody's getting around to make tackles because it's going to come down to that.
Okay, so when I'm hearing you talking, I'm like, okay, so I heard Bill talk in his press conference today before practice, and he's basically sounds just like you. And I always thought that when a really good, talented team comes in, and Bill is, describing them, and we all believe him. It's not like, hey, be really nervous about Davis Mills. This guy's going to be a superstar. You watch it, and you're like, no, he isn't. So maybe you have a tendency to kind of relax a little bit. But with this team, you can't hide from. Like, you have to have a good week of practice. Like, you have to – everyone's got to be focused. So I feel like they'll be more prepared this week than they were last week.
Man, let me tell you, you already know. I mean, you sit back and we're all football fans, and we sit back and we watch how well Dak Prescott is playing and how much control of the offense he has and the offensive line and just the way they're doing things. And I give Kellen Moore, offense coordinator, a lot of props because he's getting it done with Dak Prescott. They found the formula. Dak looks extremely comfortable, and they're getting it done. Like I told you, CeeDee Lamb is a problem. All these guys can catch. Blake Jarwin, the tight end, they got a great offensive line. It's going to definitely be a challenge. If the Patriots beat the Dallas Cowboys, they would have definitely earned it because the Dallas Cowboys is tough. They're tough offensively.
All right, last one here from me. So Ty Law, your boy, was on the radio, I think, here this morning and felt that he thought that Cam Newton would be better for this team right now than Mac Jones. Do you agree with that?
No, absolutely not. I mean, why would – I mean, no, not at all. Let me tell you something. I got a lot of respect for Cam and what he's accomplished and the standard that he set in his league. But at the end of the day, the Patriots did the right thing because now they're letting a young player play, get these valuable reps. And just imagine just all these reps if he hadn't got these reps. Then he wouldn't be where he's at right now. And this is a guy that can be your franchise quarterback for the next 10 to 15 years. Coach Belichick absolutely did 100% the right thing. He got rid of Cam, and he's sticking with this kid. And this kid is really impressive.
Okay, Rodney, last one for me because you have to help me out with this, all right? I saw Darrell Revis talking about how he didn't have a good time when he was here in New England. It was too much tension. He appreciates the grind and the hard work in the Super Bowl, but it wasn't any fun, and he didn't like it. He didn't like going to work. I don't know what your experience was. Maybe you can share it, or do you understand, you know, his point of view?
Man, let me tell you something. I don't understand his point of view because if I'm playing professional football, getting paid, and trust me, I wasn't even getting paid a quarter of the money that this guy made. To have an opportunity to play the game that I love, and to get paid the type of money that I was getting paid, and to be able to share the locker room with guys like you, guys like Willie McGinnis. Are you kidding me? These are memories that will stick with me forever. Heck, we hadn't played together in over a decade, and guess what? We're still talking on the radio. You know what I'm saying? So to me, it's a place where I came in. Coach Belichick gave me an opportunity to be part of a winning culture and teach me even in a deeper detail the game of football. And just like I learned a lot from you, from having conversations, I've learned so much. So I can't sit here and say that my time in New England, I didn't enjoy football. I loved it. It was the best football experience. The fans embraced me, gave me love.
I don't get it. I don't. You played on a couple teams. I played on four. There were teams where I hated my experience because we sucked. And, like, the coaching staff was terrible and the culture sucked. But I always sit there and I go, he must just hate winning. I guess that's what it is. Like, is winning not fun to you? Because it is to me.
What it is, let me tell you, what it is a lot of those superstars, they have certain ways of doing things. And, you know, when you're with the Patriots, everybody's kind of basically looked at as the same. And a lot of guys, you know, coming up, we were all superstars. We were always the best player on our team. So we all kind of, get used to that. And then when you come to New England, he treats you just like you're the third corner, even though you're making $15 million a year, and you're sitting here looking like, man, I'm Darrell Revis. But at the end of the day, you know what? Darrell has success. He's doing his thing, and trust me, there are some guys out there, but guys that have played for Belichick and know how he is, they really appreciate this experience because it was something I would never forget.
All right, Rodney, listen, man, we appreciate the time. Hey, be careful Sunday night. I know you're out there with the fans in Pittsburgh. I don't know if they like you too much. So, you know, be careful with those Steeler fans.
Man, I'm not worried about that.
All right. Rodney, appreciate it, man. Take it easy.
Hey, man, thanks for talking. Thank you, guys.
All right, you got it. Rodney Harrison joining us on the Harbor One Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.